Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, time-tested garden techniques are shared in a presentation this Saturday during the North Central Louisiana Master Gardener Seminar in Ruston. Donna White is a member of the Gardeners Group and joins me for a preview. Donna, glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
Well, the seminar welcomes a noted horticulturist from Texas. Steve Chambly is one of the guest speakers this weekend. Take a moment to introduce us to Steve and his work.
Steve's going to present two times. He's going to present Rebuilding Your Dream, Reviving Your Gardens, and he'll present some things that he's done over the years with a little bit of new technology. He's also going to give tips on rebuilding your garden, he says, into your own little piece of heaven on earth. We're looking forward to that. And he'll also present great garden ideas, and he'll show us photographs from gardens, public gardens, from Texas clear to Pennsylvania, and he'll comment on things that we can use in our own gardens.
What are some of the popular things that folks in North Central Louisiana use? I know you mentioned, you know, a great range, and there may be, you know, some questions as to, well, you know, they use this up along the East Coast or, you know, even in northernmost is Pennsylvania. But what are some of the things that you kind of see as staples to North Central Louisiana gardens?
Well, I think he'll talk to us about plants that we can use in our hot and sometimes very dry climate in the summer. It's been a real problem for us in recent years that we have problems with drought. I think he'll give us a lot of tips on the kinds of plants that we can grow successfully.
I think it's one of the things he talks about, rebuilding your garden. And I guess that's one thing that you run into, Donna, from time to time, people who want to once again build up a growing spot. And some of the things to keep in mind there that I'm sure Steve will be sharing as well this Saturday.
Yeah, that's true. He'll talk about soils, and he'll talk about how to conserve water. And I'm sure he'll address mulches that we can use to help us revive our gardens, because some of us have really had problems with all the droughts that we've had.
Also presenting as part of the program coming up this Saturday, Mark Carpenter. He'll be addressing daylilies. Donna, take a moment to introduce us to Mark.
Mark is a really interesting guy. He bought the lily farm from his uncle a few years ago, and he's very involved in a hybridizing program. He'll probably talk about the problem of daylily rust. He's very knowledgeable about that disease, and it's a fairly recent disease to our area. He has a beautiful garden. It's huge. It's over 6 acres. And I'm sure he'll have photographs of that garden, and he'll talk about his efforts at hybridizing new daylilies.
You mentioned daylily rust. Tell us a little bit more about that. What do gardeners need to be on the lookout for? Should they be growing daylilies and run into this problem?
It's not a disease that kills the daylily. It's a disfiguring disease. It disfigures the leaves more than anything else. And it occurs in fairly early spring. It disappears when temperatures get above 95 degrees, and then it comes back in the fall. Daylily growers don't like the way it looks, and I don't either. So he has some really good ideas on how to control it.
You mentioned that you've visited his garden, his place in Texas. What stands out to you about that work?
It's so large. It's so overwhelming to look at. I've been there several times, and there are always lots of people there. It attracts many people because it's just stunning to look at, particularly in the spring.
We mentioned the session coming up this Saturday, Donna. What are some of the other activities that will be taking place as part of the seminar?
Well, we're kind of excited. We're going to have a raffle. We're going to raffle a battery-powered weed eater. It's lightweight, and ladies can handle it really easily. We're going to have a silent auction. We'll have fig trees, LSU fig trees, and bluebird houses and some bat houses. And then we're going to have a few vendors, not very many, but we'll feature garden art that is locally made. And Friar Hill Farms will be there with their soaps and honeys. We'll also have coffee and muffins available for people that are there, because we start pretty early in the morning. Yeah. And we'll also have door prizes. I neglected to mention that.
Will there also be other local presenters or speakers as part of the activities coming up Saturday?
We don't plan to have any local speakers, although Paul Jackson, who is head of the horticulture department at Louisiana Tech, will introduce each speaker and will have something to say about the Louisiana Tech Ag Science Department. They co-sponsor that this seminar with us.
As we get ready for the spring season, Donna, what are you personally looking forward to?
Well, I always look forward to cleaning the garden up and seeing what survived this terrible winter. And I think I'll probably have some replanting to do. I think I'm going to have lost a good bit of good many plants.
Well, you know, with everybody trying to work through this cold weather and try to get things ready for the upcoming season, and a good place to start is coming up this Saturday with the North Central Louisiana Master Gardener Seminar in Ruston. Donna, where and what time will the event be getting underway?
It's going to be at the Lomax Hall on the Louisiana Tech campus, and there is a map of how to get there on our Facebook site, and it's just www.facebook.com/NCLMG, North Central Louisiana Master Gardeners. We'll begin at 8:30, but registration will begin at 8, and this will go until about 12:30 when our speakers are done. We're really excited. It's a wonderful place to have this seminar, and we're so pleased that the Ag Science Department makes it available to us.
Well, Donna White is a member of the Gardeners Group, the North Central Louisiana Master Gardeners, the seminar coming up this Saturday, Lomax Hall in Ruston. Donna, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Land Yap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.